funny how people treat you when they see your name on a CD or something. I didn't forget y'all. The ones who fronted on a nigga when I was trying to get some shine. But now the tables turn.
It is showtime.
Hell yeah, I remember rocking shows for free. Trying to sell a CD hand to hand. I can't go there again. I can't forget dealing with the BS. Yes, the bullshit. When nobody was giving a damn. Oh yeah, I remember rocking shows for free. Trying to sell a CD hand to hand. I can't go there again. I can't forget dealing with the BS. Yes, the bullshit. When nobody was giving a damn.
Nobody.
Feel like I'm in another world, another place. Within the span of 2 years, the way they see your brother face, it's taking a drastic change. 360 ladies and cats don't act the same. I guess that explains why my phone keeps continuously ringing. People reaching out before they were deep in doubt and didn't think I'm leaving them out. To be more than a battle MC with punchlines, who rapped over mediocre beats. But now it comes time for me to explode, shine and get some love. Like Michael J. Fox, nobody knew how sick I was. But at the end of the day, it ain't even about the way I spit. It's about the bigger names that I'm associated with. This rap game is nothing more than bullshit and politics and shady cash, trying to squeeze every dollar out of it. Now everybody's asking for favors out of the blue, but I don't break my neck for anyone outside of my crew. I used to walk around the club every week feeling foolish, getting zero amount of love, trying to hustle my music. And local heads looked at me like I was kidnapping they shine, acting like it's cool, but I know what's in the back of their mind. Cause half of the time these little motherfuckers wouldn't speak. Now they asking